The Burton Lady Panthers softball is on the air. Tonight's playoff game against Caldwell is made possible by Trade Winds Physical Therapy, Conjura Tile, Burton Meat Processing, First Baptist Church of Burton, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, Geeky Egg Farm, Larry Poppy Construction, Brenham Collision Center, LaRoche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Dahman and Associates, Salazar Landscapes, Mattress Guys, St. John's United Church of Christ, Collier Construction, Citizen State Bank, TNT Car Wash, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Blinn College, DDM Pipe and Steel, Wellman Insurance, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton ISD, Daryl Kiki, Katie, and Trent, WC Tractor, BVR Material, K&H Portable Toilets, Brenham National Bank, TLM Construction, Tegler Toyota, J&J Packing, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back with Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki in the pregame right after these words from our sponsors.
This year marks a milestone for Memorial Oaks Chapel, your trusted funeral home in the heart of your community. For 50 years, they've been honored to stand by your side and serve your families, providing comfort, compassion, and care during life's most challenging moments. It's been an incredible journey, and they couldn't have done it without your support. To all their neighbors, friends, families, and cherished community who've entrusted them with your loved ones, they extend their heartfelt, deepest gratitude. Memorial Oaks Chapel, proudly serving families for 50 years and counting.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North.
979-836-2531. Let's go Burton. B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go Burton.
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panther softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Lady Panthers softball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
All right, and here we go on a windy evening. Well, it's actually Thursday evening, but it's very windy out here at the ballpark. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you from Lady Hornet Softball Field in Caldwell, where tonight it's game one of the series between the Burton Lady Panthers and the Leon Lady Cougars in a best two out of three series. And Daryl, so far it's been a really great season. For despite missing two of their starters due to injury, it's been a really great season for the Burton Lady Panthers.
Yes, Coach Zorn and Coach Smith done a great job with these girls. This is a great group of girls to work with. Got to really know them the last couple of years, and they're just a lot of fun to be around. They love to win. They're going to give you 110%. You know, when you lose a Paige and you lose an Allie, in any level or at any school, that's hard to replace. And, you know, they're here tonight. I talked to both of them. They're doing a lot better. Paige said she's fixing to start running this next week, got cleared, and Allie's shoulder's getting better. Allie's a senior. You know, she's not getting to finish playing out on the field. Luckily, Paige is just a sophomore, so she's got a lot more playing in front of her.
Yeah, and looks like clouding up on a little bit. Hopefully, yeah, we can get the rain to hold up so we can get this one in. But we got a lot more to come here on the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studios and hear some more from our sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4:30 and Saturday from 8 till noon.
Insurance, not something you enjoy buying, but if you ever need it, boy, are you glad you have it. Dahlman and Associates in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahlman and Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahlman and Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Hi, this is John Hody with LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and give you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Make sure your New Holland equipment is field ready with special deals on genuine New Holland parts and service. Get up to $100 off any combination of engine oils, coolants, filters, and fleet guard filters. Receive $300 off every top maintained plan maintenance agreement. And get 0% interest and make no payments for 90 days on New Holland parts. Visit WC Tractor in Brenham to take advantage of these great deals on genuine New Holland parts and service.
And we are back here at Caldwell High School. All turf field here tonight as the Burton Lady Panthers taking on the Leon Lady Cougars in this bi-district playoff matchup. Game one of the best two out of three. And we'll have game two for you. That's scheduled for Saturday afternoon, beginning at 3 o'clock at Navasota High School. And for the Burton Lady Panthers, they have been consistent. They've come in this one 13-11 overall. They were 8-4 district play and played in a really, really tough district this season.
Yeah, district play has been pretty solid this year. Our girls, you know, it starts in the circle. And Bailey, I'd let her pitch for anybody, anywhere. And, you know, Reagan behind the plate. She is just, she's a table setter. She's a leadoff hitter. But she is one of those girls that when you say hate to lose, it's a picture of her. And she doesn't mind to get vocal. She's a leader. But it starts in the circle with Bailey, and she's going to keep us in every game. Yeah, the wind's blowing out tonight here. You know, you're going to have a tendency if you're a batter, drop that shoulder a little bit and think that that wind's going to help you. We got to stay focused. And like I talked to Maya a while ago, just hit it hard and it'll still go. And everything, it's going to be huge. Like you talked a while ago, we need to win this first game, because if it starts raining through the weekend, if you win this first game and it keeps raining that you can't play, you move on.
Yeah.
And,
exactly.
So
right.
This is very huge, and like you, the weather, these clouds are awful heavy, and you know the way it's been going, I wouldn't be shocked if it would rain. But you know, with the turf field, long as it's not lightning, we're gonna be okay. Just the idea of, you know, wet ball, wet bat, it's not fun.
Exactly not. And so you said the winner of this will move on into the area round next week. They'll play either Thrall or Johnson City. And meanwhile, we've got more to come here on the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Larry Poppy Construction is ready to help get you the beautiful home you've been dreaming of. Larry Poppy Construction specializes in residential custom homes, so you know you will get exactly what you want when you go at Larry Poppy Construction. Call for an estimate at 979-277-8806 today. That number again was 277-8806. Larry and Ann Poppy of Poppy Construction are proud to support the Burton Lady Panthers softball team, and we'll see you out at the games. Larry Poppy Construction says go Panthers all the way to state.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton Lady Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School softball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington County and the surrounding area's festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call 836-0552 or stop by 2101 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or worksite. Go Panthers!
All right, as we come back here, let's take a look at some of the other playoff series that are going on. As the bi-district round got underway, and in Class 2A, from teams that were from our division, the first one that steps up, they played both two games last night, and Latexo sweeping Iola out of that right out of the playoffs in the first night, 9-6 and 10-0. A little bit of a surprise there. I thought Iola would at least get one of those.
They said they had the first game. Talked to Coach Zorn a little bit, and they had the first game going into it, and pitcher just kind of, I guess, played out of gas or something. And, a few errors, and before you know it, you're done. And, yeah. And then it's hard to come back when you got to play right away again.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a lead, then you kind of lost it and then lose the game totally.
Yeah.
It takes some really mentally tough kids to come back and get back into a game.
And then also coming up tonight, a one-game playoff, Mumford and Grapeland. They're going to play at 6 o'clock over in Madisonville. Then we move along to the 3A ranks. Anderson Shiro has game one of their series against Bowling. They're playing tonight at 6:30 down in Columbus. In 4A, you got three one-game playoffs. Houston Scarborough against Caldwell. They're playing tonight in Navasota. LaGrange and Wheatley, they're at 7:30 at Rice Consolidated. Belleville and Columbia playing at 6 o'clock at Katy Seven Lakes. And then in game one of their series, Sealy and Brazosport at 7 o'clock in Wharton. And then moving on up to 5A, it's game one of their series, College Station hosting Waco University at 6. A&M Consolidated is at Colleen Shoemaker at 6. And then Magnolia West and Lake Belton, they're going to play at 6:30 in Mumford. That is a look at the games going on around the area, and we'll be back with more of the pregame after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they just too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to turn your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lots. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, "Go Lady Panthers!"
You have the right to choose where you receive your care. At Tradewinds Physical Therapy, a privately owned clinic, they feature an in-clinic heated pool, the very latest medical instruments, and access to gym equipment, giving them the ability to build you a custom treatment plan, tailored to your lifestyle and goals at an affordable price. Tradewinds Physical Therapy offers flexible hours and accepts most major insurances. Give them a try with a free no-commitment consultation at 2505 Stone Hollow Drive, Suite 200 in Brenham, or call 421-8500 for more info.
All right, the coaches meeting with the umpires that don't play, and let's go ahead and take a look at our starting lineups. And first for the Leon Lady Cougars, it'll be Abby Sadler leading things off, playing left field. Batting second will be the designated player, Valerie Salazar. She's hitting for the shortstop, Genesis Salazar. Batting third, second baseman, Brianna Watson. Batting fourth will be the catcher, Sammy Free. Batting fifth, third baseman, Megan Page. Batting sixth will be the first baseman, Samantha Sanchez. Batting seventh will be tonight's starting pitcher, Kennedy Adams. Batting eighth, right fielder, Sydney Boyle. And batting ninth will be the center fielder, Sidley McCuller. And now for your Burton Lady Panthers, Reagan Raymer leads things off, playing, and she'll be doing the catching. Callie Pohl bats second, playing third base. Amaya Williams is out in center field, playing, and she'll be hitting third. Batting fourth will be the pitcher, Bailey Glazeman. Batting fifth, shortstop, Aaron Huntsman. Batting sixth will be the left fielder, Jennifer Lopez. Batting seventh, first baseman, Melanie Wood. Batting eighth will be the right fielder, Kelsey Ault. And batting ninth, second baseman, Abby Dowling. That is a look at your starting lineups. Back with more of the pregame after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
Are you ready to build that new barndominium you've been dreaming about? Or maybe it's a new workshop, a storage building, or even a metal house. DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop is ready when you are. DDM has been fabricating metal buildings in Texas for over a quarter century, so you know you can trust them with your project. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their office and let their staff explain the many options available for style, panels, color, and design. Choose the industry leader for your metal building, DDM.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie and Trent, are excited to see the Panther softball team make the playoffs and would like to thank all the players, administration, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton softball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
Spring is in the air, and that means I'm here to help you spring into a good night's sleep with Mattress Guys. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own Mattress Guy. Are your mattress springs giving you a hard time? Stop by my store and check out some of our reliable brands like Sealy and Tempur-Pedic. We have everything from cooling technology to just good old-fashioned comfort. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 836-1010 today.
Thank you. All right, and back we go here to Caldwell High School. And Doug Brandon, Daryl Kiki with you as we're waiting on the start of tonight's ball game. I want to give a quick shout-out. The tomorrow night, a big game over in Burton with the baseball team. They're taking on Iola and got a chance to wrap up second place in district.
Yeah, they took care of business the other night in Iola. Now we got them coming to our house. And Coach Thaler got those young guys playing really well. You know, a lot of talk that, you know, it's a young team.
Yeah.
You're starting five freshmen. Anytime you do that, it's more you hear a rebuild. But these young guys are out there. I watched them the other night. They're having fun, and you have a mix of with Kobe Beck being the senior leader. And he hit the game-winning home run the other night. You know, you have to have that. And it's just, it's fun to watch kids win when they're not expected to. But that just shows you that Coach Thaler and them are putting a lot of effort into it. And does a great job, and these young kids are really playing hard. And just really proud of them.
Yep, certainly are. And looks like they're getting ready for the official introductions. And so let's go up to the PA.
While your sportsmanlike actions may play only a small part in the outcome of this game, they will play a greater role in continuing to encourage competitive athletics. As we announce the participants for tonight's game, we will begin with the starters from the visiting team, the Leon Lady Cougars. Starting off with number two, we've got Dixie Morris. Number seven, we've got Siddeley Kohler. Number eight, we've got Emmy Noe. Number nine, we've got Jamie Gann. Number 11 is Jolene Contreras. Number 12 is Sammy Free. 13 is Megan Page. Number 15 is Genesis Salazar. Number 17 is Sydney Boyle. Number 18 is Michelle Velasquez. Number 22 is Abby Sadler. Number 23 is Brianna Watson. Number 24 is Valerie Salazar. Number 25, Samantha Sanchez. Number 27, Olivia Zarski. And last but not, certainly not least, we got number 30, Kennedy Adams. Our head coach for the Leon Lady Cougars is Larissa Lutz with the assistant coach, Madison Steger. And now for the home team, the Burton Lady Panthers. Starting us off, we got Abby Dowling, number one. Number two is Reagan Romer. Number three is Amaya Williams. Number four is Paige Fritsch. Number five is Melanie Wood. Number six is Bailey Blaisman. Number seven is Allie Biggs. Number eight is Kelsey Holt. Number nine is Izzy Means. Number 10 is Skylar Unger. Number 11 is Callie Pohl. Number 12 is Jennifer Lopez. Number 13 is Kara Landriol. Number 14 is Maria Carabajal. Number 15 is Erin Huntsman. Number 16 is Kiana Ray. Number 17 is Katie Whitfield. And last but not least, we got number 18, Haley Heron. The assistant coach for the Burton Lady Panthers is Coach Blair Smith, and the head coach is Coach Zach Zorn. And now we ask that you stand and remove your cap as we honor America with the singing of the national anthem.
Thank you.
right, there's the anthem, and we're ready to go. Back with the first pitch after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great softball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Lady Panthers in their quest for state.
Tegeler Toyota in Burnham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball teams. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton. Sharing God's love one person at a time.
All right, and the first pitch is foul off by Reagan Raymer. As we lead it off, it swings and misses at the next pitch. 0-2. We're underway, top half of the first inning. Apparently they had it wrong, Darrell, on the PA, that Leon is actually the home team. Burton is the visitors tonight.
Yes, sir. We need to score first right here. It gives us an opportunity.
Kennedy Adams in the circle.
Attagirl right
here. Set one into left field for a base hit. And a good start to the game for the Lady Panthers. And that'll bring up Callie Pohl next. Coach Zach Zorn in the third base coaching box. Assistant coach Blair Smith in the first base coaching box.
Catcher for Leon has a pretty good arm here. Pretty, very athletic looking young lady.
Adams with a long look in. And here's the pitch. And that one gets away from the catcher. It's a strike call on Pohl. And Raymer will make it down to second. And that puts her in the scoring position right away.
With Raymer's speed here, anything in the outfield, we're going to get us a first run.
Squares away to bunt.
Good
and lays
job.
The good one back to the pitcher.
Good
throws
job.
The first and sack bunt for Pohl. But that also gets Raymer to third base. And now sets it up for Amaya Williams. Williams having another great offensive year. Leads the team with 12 home runs, 38 RBIs.
That left fielder's playing mighty shallow, too. She's picking to get some toast on her. Atta, baby.
That is smacked up into center field for a base hit. Raymer scores, and the Panthers are on the board.
She lined that up the middle. She ripped that one.
And now they'll bring up Bailey Glazeman. Glazeman will be the starting pitcher tonight for Burton. Chance to help herself with a bat here. And so this one, a high pop. Second base. Oh, ran into the umpire. And it's going to end up at second base. She's going to end up at second base. The umpire was trying to get out of the way and accidentally ran into the second baseman. I've never actually seen that happen before, Darryl. Have you?
No, sir. You know,
it's like, how do you call that?
If I was on Leon's side, I'd be hollering like their fans, hollering interference, but it wasn't another player. It was the umpire, and he was trying to get out of the way.
Yeah.
Just what you call bad luck right there for them.
Yeah.
Good luck for us.
Yeah. But it's like, okay, do we score that a hit or an error?
I guess you got to give them a hit because they didn't touch it.
Yeah. And pitch is a strike call. That was...
Yeah, I could put that on bloopers.
Yeah.
Come on, Aaron, let's go.
And it's amazing that the second baseman there, that she's even standing, Brianna Watson, that she's standing, is because she got smacked pretty good.
Yeah, she flat hit her head on the turf, too.
Yeah.
All right, Aaron, there they are, two of them for you.
And that one got away, and so Williams now third, Glazeman to second on the wild pitch, and so Aaron Huntsman now the batter. Trying to add to the lead there. Swung on and missed, and it's 1-2. It's Kennedy Adams doing the pitching. Catcher is Sammy Free. Right side of the infield, Samantha Sanchez at first. Brianna Watson second. Left side, it's Genesis Salazar at short. Megan Page at third. And that one's going to go in the outfield. And
that one's out of here. Yes,
and
sir!
There's a 3-1 homer, Aaron Huntsman.
Oh, Aaron.
And that was a trip around the base pass. And now it is 4-0, Burton.
Yes, sir. What a start. Aaron got all of that one.
Yep.
I mean, the wind is blowing, but she didn't need it.
Yeah, that would have been out whether wind or not.
Yeah.
She just absolutely tattooed that one, and that'll bring up Jennifer Lopez now. So 4-0 lead for the Panthers. And Lopez will be playing left field tonight. And Lopez sends this one foul down the right field side. Lady Panthers occupying the third base dugout this evening. And Lady Cougars are in the first base dugout. Burton in the red, black, and white. Leon in the blue, black, and white. And pitch inside for a ball. And it's 1-1. Already 4 runs in for the Lady Panthers. RBI single, Amaya Williams. 3-run homer, Aaron Huntsman. And Burton leads it 4-0. And base. This one is going to drop into center field for a base hit.
Good job, J-Lo.
And that'll bring up Melanie Wood.
This is what you want to see when you're a visitor as you start out and put that crooked number up there. And pitcher's keeping the ball down, but it's right in that hitting zone and nothing special.
Yep. And pitches a strike call, runner going.
Ooh!
Throw.
Now she just took the shortstop out.
Yep. And an 0-1 count. That,
come on, Melanie.
They're going to need some ice packs in that dugout after this inning. And foul tip by Wood. Melanie Wood, the seventh batter of the inning for the Lady Panthers here at the top of the first. And pitch up high for a ball. 1-2.
So Melanie base hit.
And foul over to the right side into the screen.
Made a battle.
with that and trying to add some more to this Lady Panther lead.
Only one out.
Yep, and runner at second. Adams comes set with her next pitch. And strike three called on Wood, and that's two away. And that's going to bring up Kelsey Holt now. This one's a great bunt to third. Throw to first, and they do get the out. And that'll retire the side. So in the inning, there were four runs on five hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the first. Burton leading 4-0. Back after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Kenduratile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenduratile has been owned and operated by the Kendura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenduratile congratulate the Lady Panthers softball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenduratile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panthers softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red!
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton Lady Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School softball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC. For 60 years, this community has put their trust in our dealership, and we're here to say that our commitment to our customers is just as strong today as it was when we first opened. Our inventory continues to grow, and our staff is ready to serve with that great customer service you've come to know. Our service and body shop experts are also ready to assist with whatever your vehicle needs may be. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962, located on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
All right, on to the bottom of the first inning we go. Burton Lady Panthers with a 4-0 lead. Bailey Glazeman in the circle. And first pitch is a bunt foul off the bat of Abby Sadler. It'll be Sadler followed by Valerie Salazar and then Brianna Watson here in the bottom of the first inning for the Cougars.
Put that four spot up now. What you want to do, you want to come out here and get three up, three down, and get back in there and hit some more.
Well, and also this gives Bailey some cushion here. And the pitch inside, hit her on the knee, and Sadler will take the walk down to first. And that'll bring up Valerie Salazar now. Kind of the game the other night against Normandy, the only base runner was a hit batsman.
Yep.
Otherwise, Bailey almost had a perfect game in that one.
I don't know what they're doing here. They're going to probably bunt, move this runner.
Left-handed hitting designated player and pitches outside for a ball. Kramer came up ready to throw just in case you try to take off for second.
All right, Bailey, let's go. Take charge in that circle.
Glazeman with a look in and ready for her next pitch.
There you go.
Right down the heart of the plate for a strike hit. It's 1-1. Yeah, that one outside for a ball. It's 2-1 now. And next to, wow. Looks like a pretty good one from over here. And it's instead going to be 3-1 on right. Salazar.
Got a battle back, Bailey, here. We don't want to put it no free passes. That a girl.
And then, therefore, strike throw down to first. And Rainbow keeping the runner honest.
Put her away here, six.
Three balls, two strikes. And that one foul over to the Burton dugout. That'll hold the count of 3-2. And next pitch outside, ball four. And that'll put two runners aboard now and bring up Brianna Watson. And Watson, who top half of the took a shot from the second base umpire when she was trying to go for a pop up. And pitch is down low, throw down to third.
Oh.
And it's a double steal. That'll put Sadler in. And Salazar both in the scoring position now.
All right, girls, get an out.
One oh pitch. And in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Got the inside part of the plate. And this one a bump back to the pitcher. Glazeman looks the runner's back. Throw. And the throw got by Raymer. And now they got a run down. And Sayas says she missed the tag. And that's going to bring Coach Zorn out of the dugout.
Yeah, but he can't.
And now they're going to have a umpires conference here.
I don't think they're going to overrule this one from out.
They very rarely do, and says no. Reagan can't believe it.
Yeah.
And so a run scores, but they do get it out on the play. So now that makes it 4-1. And pitch inside for a ball.
Better hang, Reagan.
1-0 count on Sammy Free, the catcher. And pitch foul away. One ball and one strike.
Needs a strikeout right here.
And in there for a strike. Good pitch. One ball and two strikes. Runner third, only one out. And pitch up high. Two balls, two strikes.
Good spot for that one. Now come back down and in and she'll sit down.
2-2 from Glazeman, bounce it up there, and it's 3-2.
Yep. There it is.
Strike three called. Good pitch. And free caught looking for out number two. That's going to bring in Megan Page, the third baseman.
Huge, nice pitch. Atta, baby.
And strike called. 0-1. This one's going to be
popped up. Come on, make a play, Pole.
And pull over and wasn't able to halt. Might have lost that one of the lights there, and it's 0-2. Then again, too, the wind could have been playing a little havoc with
it. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Got her on strikeouts. And so that'll retire the side. But in the inning, one run, no hits. There were no errors. And one runner left. We played an inning. Burton leads it 4-1. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Go fight, win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther softball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs. And congratulations to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all their hard work. Stay current on events by liking the Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
Want your yard to impress but don't know where to start? Salazar Landscapes is here to help. From maintenance and irrigation to full-service landscaping, Salazar Landscapes has the knowledge and drive to make your dreams a reality. Salazar Landscapes is your home, garden, and irrigation experts, a trusted company with over 30 years of experience serving Brenham and the surrounding communities. Check out their work on Facebook or Instagram for inspiration and give them a call at 979-451-3490. Salazar Landscapes in Brenham, Aggie-owned and operated. Salazar Landscapes is a proud sponsor of the Burton Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
And so Abby Dowling leading things off. Dowling, the second baseman for the Lady Panthers.
Abby's come in and she does a lot of slapping. And, you know, that's a big part of the game now that make things happen.
And Adams comes set with first pitch and fouls that one back in the screen. It's 0-1.
Base runners, Abby.
And pitches ball 1-1.
Side.
And down low ball.
There you go.
That one is going to drop in the left field for a base hit.
Sweet little swing. She just laid it out there to left field. Now you got your top of the order up again.
And Reagan Raymer coming up next. She led off the game with a single and came around to score.
I'm going to see some running going on, maybe a bunt and run, or going to give her a chance to steal first and then move her over. Let's go, Reagan.
And pitches foul back. And snowballs and a strike.
Get the hands out front, Reagan. Put it down toward first.
And that was going to be in the left field. Base hit.
Not a girl. 2-2.
So back-to-back hits for the Lady Panthers. That'll bring up Callie Pohl. Pohl laid down a sacrifice bunt her first time up.
Hit another one, Callie.
And lays down a bunt, and that's going to be foul up the first base side. And an 0-1 count on Pohl.
Get that bat out there a little bit more in front.
Amaya Williams waiting on deck.
There you go. She's on.
And, yeah, no place to go with anybody.
Get back, Reagan. All right.
And they are loaded up now for Amaya Williams.
I think we're going to see a salami here. I'm calling it. Come on, Maya.
And you don't mean the sandwich meat, do you?
No, sir. I mean over the scoreboard here.
Williams singled and scored her first time up. And also picked up an RBI. And the first pitch to her is a strike, 0-1.
She didn't want that changeup. Come on, 3.
Yeah, that one foul up the third base side and over into the corner. No balls, two strikes on Williams. With Glazeman on deck. That one change up high. 1-2.
That bat, they're not giving her anything but off speed.
And down low ball, 2-2.
I have to come to her here. You don't want to go full.
But at the same time, they probably don't want to put one in her wheelhouse either.
Let's do it.
And the 2-2. Inside ball, 3. And foul tip. That'll go back to the fence behind. Yeah, they've actually back here behind home plate. They got it's a small brick wall with padding around it, and then and then some netting that probably 30 feet high.
Oh,
swung on a miss. Got her with a changeup for out number one.
Shows you how much I don't know in it. All right, Bailey, let's go pick me up.
And so Bailey Glazeman now with a chance to help herself out with a bat.
That's a pretty nasty changeup.
That was. And that one inside for a ball. The bases loaded, only one out here in the top of the second. Burton trying to add to their 4-1 lead.
Come on, Bailey. We need a hit here.
And in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. There you go. Glazeman going to step out. And pitch inside for a ball. It's 2-1. Showing some good patience at the plate there.
Do it again, Bailey. If it takes her a while to get that signal, step out. Atta girl.
Down low ball, 3-1.
All right, Bailey's got to come fat here. Drive it.
Pitch from Adams. Strike call in 3-2.
Come on, you got a battle here, six.
Oh, and ball four, and that'll walk in a run.
That was close.
And it'll bring up Aaron Huntsman, who last time up hit a three-run homer over the left field fence.
Come on, Aaron.
And that one just, that was a strike call.
Let's go, 15.
Base is loaded. Only one out. And that one, ground ball to third, and they're going to go home and get the lead run. Throw back, coming through the ball away in the left field.
Get down, get down.
Home and in there safely is Cole to make it 5-1, or no, 6-1, Burton.
He'll take that run. All right, J-Lo, come on with a two-out hit here.
So Raymer is out 5-2 on the putout, and then an error on the catcher for trying to throw back to third and overthrowing it, allowing Pohl to score that run. Next pitch swung on and missed, and it's 0-2.
Pick it up, J-Lo. You only need one here, babe. Come on now.
I don't know. I think the scoreboard's confused. I've got 6-1. They've got 7-1. I thought we did get just the one run on that last play.
Yeah.
Okay, so it should be 6-1. Pitches up high for a ball. 1-2.
Well, they walked the one run in.
Yeah, that was number 5. And then the run on the error here, that would have been 6. I don't think anybody else has scored. Pitches up high. 2-2.
We'll take us to 7. That's closer. That's closer to 11-1, and we can.
Yep.
I'm sure they'd be hollering if it was wrong. That up, baby, J-Lo. Come on, 2 runs. Yep.
And coming home, throws off line.
That way.
And that's going to get 2 more runs across. We may be looking at another 15 runner here the way this is going.
I'll take it.
And now Wood was the scheduled batter, and looks like we're going to have a pinch hitter.
She's on bat. I think they might.
Oh, wrong jersey number down. Oh, excuse me. That is Wood batting.
Yes.
So Lopez ended up on that errant throw, ended up all the way at third. And so Wood batting now. And down low for a ball. And pitches the ball 2-0.
I got away. Come on in.
And on the air coming home is Lopez.
Coach is pretty mad here coming out.
And she's going out to have a word with her pitcher.
Got a little sloppy there.
I think I know what it is. Did they call Raymer out or safe when she on that throw home on that 5-2?
I think it's out.
Okay, so it should be 2 outs then and 9-1.
They do only have one out on the board, too.
Yeah, but it should be, because Amaya struck out, so that should actually be 2 outs up there. And it's a Wood batting now, 2-0 count. Now the base is empty. Pitch up high for a ball, 3-0. And that one back to the pitcher. They'll throw to first, and that will be the final out of the inning. So in the inning, Burton comes up with five more runs, and they lead it now 9-1. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tilleman Construction and Stegan Tilleman Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tilleman Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tilleman Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Lady Panthers softball team and are pleased to help bring you the broadcast of this playoff game. Look for Kiki Eggs in your favorite grocer's dairy cates for something filling but not heavy. Try Kiki Eggs, scrambled, fried, boiled, deviled, poached, or in your favorite recipe. They're extremely good for you and are the freshest eggs in town. Kiki Farm Fresh Eggs in finer stores and supermarkets. Good luck to the Lady Panthers this playoff season.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
All right, and we're back as we head to the bottom of the second inning. Burton leading this one 9-1. And Glazeman's first pitch to Samantha Sanchez is a strike called, and it's 0-1. It'll be Sanchez followed by Kennedy Adams and then Sydney Boyle here. Swung on and missed, and 0-2.
Bailey got them little bit of jitters out of her. Yeah. And now that first pitch was nasty.
Yeah. And down low for a ball. One ball and two strikes.
They got you 9 runs up there now. They took that 10th one away from us.
Yeah, okay. Now it's correct. And strike 3 called. And third strikeout for Glazeman. And that'll bring up Kennedy Adams, the pitcher. Pitch is a strike call. It's 0-1.
Found that zone now.
And pitch up high for a ball. One ball, one strike.
Let's go, Bailey.
And that one outside for a ball. 3-0 count now on Adams.
All the way back, playing catch here. Atta girl.
And in there for a strike, 3-1.
Another one like that, Bailey. She can't touch it.
It's going to be popped up, and that is going to drop in foul. Wood gave chase, but just couldn't get there in time. That'll hold a full count, 3-2 now on Adams.
Fixing Tara Reagan up. She got to catch that ball.
Yep. And next pitch, it's inside, ball four. And so Adams will draw the walk. And that'll bring up Sydney Boyle, the right fielder.
Going to have a courtesy runner for the pitcher.
And
number 11.
That's going to be Geraldine Contreras running for the pitcher Adams. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Burton leading Leon 9-1 here in game one of this best two out of three series. Coming to you tonight from Caldwell High School.
Let's roll up a double play here.
Yep. That squared away. The bunt pulls the bat back and now throw down to first. And back in safely goes the runner, Contreras.
Come on, Bailey, let's go get her.
And pitch up high for a ball, throw down again.
You in the mitt, Bailey, you in the mitt. That girl.
And missed. Two balls and a strike. And that'll be foul back again.
Finish her off right here.
Two balls, two strikes.
Got it, baby.
And swing and a miss, got her on strikes. And that'll be two down in the inning now. That'll bring up Sidley McCuller.
Pinch hitter, number 27, Olivia. Yeah.
Zarski. That's Zarski batting for McCuller.
All right, we got two girls. Let's finish it here.
Get Zarski here and then not worry about the top of the order until the next inning. And pitches outside for a ball and runner doesn't go anywhere. Raymer likes throwing that ball down to first, doesn't she?
Yes, she does.
And that one fouled over to the Burton dugout. 1-1. And really good turnout here tonight.
Yes, very good crowd.
1-1 pitch. And that one outside. It's 2-1.
Come on, Bailey. Bust her inside.
Try to get her to chase one. And 2-1 pitch.
Atta, baby.
Strike called, 2-2, and now let's see one more strike and get out of this inning.
Set her down.
And that one, chopper foul up the third base side. And over there it was Cole to retrieve it. And that one down low a ball, and it's 3-2.
Got to get her on a change up there. Don't lose her, Bailey, here. You got to finish her. Don't want the top of the order coming up.
And 3-2 pitch.
Yes, sir.
He got her.
Nice pitch.
And so Glaceman ends up striking out the side in the inning, and no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. We play through two. Burton leads it 9-1. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton Lady Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School softball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go Burton. B-U-R-T-O-N.
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panther softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red.
All right, and back we go here. Doug Brennan, Daryl Kiki with you. And Burton leading this one 9-1.
Kelsey Holt leading off for Burton. See if she can't put one down and run right here.
And
really good bunt.
Throw to first. And, first bit. Umpire says they got her. I look from here like she had it, but Coach Smith not putting up much of an argument.
I think she got her by half a step. Kind of slowed up through the, instead of running through.
And that'll bring up Abby Dowling now. We're in the third inning. Burton leading at 9-1.
Abby slapped a nice single out to left this last time up.
And this one ground ball to third again. Throw to first and two away. Two quick outs, and now that'll bring up Reagan Raymer.
Come on, Reagan.
And next pitch is taken inside for a ball. It's 1-0. And that inside got a piece of her. And so Raymer will head on down to first. And that'll bring up Callie Pohl. Pohl had a sack bunter first time up and then ended up bunting for a base hit last time up. Swung and a miss, runner going. And
keep going, keep going.
Out in the center.
Nope.
And so it's going to be a stolen base for Raymer.
Nobody was covering the bag there, but center fielder was right there.
Yeah, and the center fielder there, McCullough, kept her from advancing the extra base.
Lucky they didn't listen to the coach behind his mic, huh? Come on, Callie, we need that run.
And next pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-2.
Let's go, Callie.
Swung on and missed, and down on strikes. And that'll retire the side. So in the inning, there were no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. We go to the bottom half of the third inning. Burton leading at 9-1. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, "Go Lady Panthers!"
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dahman & Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarm, and having companion auto and life insurance or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowner's insurance, call Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham at
836-4241. All right, as we come back here, Doug Brandon, Daryl Kiki with you, and it is the bottom half of the third inning, and it'll be the top of the order for Leon, due up here against Bailey Glazeman, Abby Sadler, Valerie Salazar, and Brianna Watson. And Sadler fouls that one over to the Leon dugout.
Bailey's done got into a pretty good groove here. She's hitting these corners now, working it in and out. And
Struck out five of the last six batters she's faced.
Two.
And in there for a strike. Good pitch.
Finish it, Bailey. Atta, baby.
And swung and a miss. Got her on strikes. And that'll bring up Valerie Salazar now. Salazar walked her first time up.
Get up in her shoes a little bit. She might drop one here.
And that one slapped over. That's going to get Coach Zorn's attention there.
Put his feet back in the dugout.
And that one fouled again over towards the Burton dugout, and it's 0-2 now on Salazar.
All right, Paul, you need to guard that line a little bit. Way late on this. Stay in on her, Bailey. Put her away.
That looked pretty good from back here, and it's 1-2 now. Next pitch. That's taken for a ball. A little more inside there, and it's 2-2.
Now she got her set up for that outside corner. Set her down right here.
And 2-2 from Glazeman. And that one, a ground ball is short. Aaron. Yeah, and Huntsman couldn't get a handle on that. And it'll be an E6. First error committed by either side in this one. And that'll bring up Brianna Watson. As Coach Wheaton and Brett over in Brenham likes to call it the Turf Monster.
Turf Monster, got it.
And squares away to bunt, pulls the bat back, runner going, and nobody
there. Girl.
Williams up with it to back up the play. Now they got a run down.
Too many throws.
And she's going to end up at third base. Salazar kept right on running.
Girls, you run them back.
So it'll be a stolen base and an error that allows her to reach third base. And now Watson.
Got one out. Let's go. Get an out.
One ball, no strikes. Yeah. Next pitch,
get
hitter. I hope she heard her dad on that.
Yeah,
one.
Brad say, don't throw that pitch.
He would know. He was in these shoes about 30 years ago.
Mom, don't give his age away.
Well, it's mine.
I'm just messing with you.
It's mine, too. back when we were seniors. Yeah, we got it.
Good old days.
Yeah, back when we were seniors together in high school.
All right, girls, we got to get an out here. Atta girl.
Yeah, strike call, takes a throw, and now throw down the ball. Oh, it got away. And so Salazar comes home, and now they're going to get the play at third. And did they get the out? I couldn't. My view was obstructed.
He called her out.
Okay. So Salazar scores. And they check with the other umpire, and he says out, too. The run scores, that'll make it 9-2 now.
Well, we got two big outs.
And pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-1, so an unearned run this inning based on the errors.
Yep.
Now just got to settle down and get this last out here. And that one's sent out to center. Williams back. And that one's going to be gone. Solo homer, Sammy Free. And they have all of a sudden cut this to a 9-3 lead. And so that's going to bring Coach Zorn out. Just says something to the umpire and back to the dugout. Megan Page, the batter. And bounced up there a ball. It's 1-0.
Come on, Bailey. You got to bow your neck. Now let's go. Let's get out of here.
And that one gets away from the catcher, Raymer. Back to the backstop. It's 2-0.
Got a big lead yet.
Just get some outs. Actually, this time just one out.
Yeah.
And line drive, and that is going to be caught at third base by Callie Pohl, and that'll retire the side. In the inning, though, they come up with two runs on one hit. There were three errors, and nobody left on. We go to the top of the fourth inning. Burton leads this one 9-3. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
KWHI invites you to tune in this Sunday to hear the Search the Scriptures with Pastor Larry Attiker from the First Baptist Church in Burton. It airs every Sunday morning at 10:30 on KWHI 1280. You'll enjoy music and a verse-by-verse study through the entire books of the Bible. We look forward to you joining us this Sunday at 10:30 on Friendly Country KWHI. First Baptist Church in Burton would like to give a huge congratulations to the Burton Panthers on their winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Bluebonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North, 979-836-2531.
The roof is the most important part of a structure, whether it's your home, office building, garage, or storage building. You can trust DDM Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop to design a long-lasting, great-looking metal roof for whatever you want to build. Metal roofs are durable, fire-resistant, energy-efficient, and can add beauty and style to any structure. Whether you're replacing a roof or choosing one for a new building, DDM offers a wide variety of designs and colors to customize your new metal roof. Find out more at DDMBuildings.com. Or visit their offices in Brenham or Bastrop.
We're back here. Got a little sloppy that inning.
Yeah.
You don't want to let this team back in it. You need to put them away when you got them down.
And first pitch to Williams. Inside for a ball. It's 1-0.
She got to be setting on a change up here.
1-for-2 with an RBI single. Next pitch, inside for a ball, 2-0. And inside 3-0, looks like they're not even going to try to give her anything to hit.
I think she probably got the green light here, too, if she puts this baby dead red.
Yeah. And inside ball 4. And so Williams will the leadoff walk. And that'll bring up Bailey Glazeman.
All right, Bailey, help yourself.
Glazeman's been on base both times. Single on the walk. Also driven in a run and scored a couple of runs. That one inside for a ball, runner going, and that is going to get out of the center. Williams keeps right on going, and she's going to end up at third base.
All right, Bailey. Nice running the bases that away.
And so now Glazeman with an RBI opportunity, staring her in the face.
My dad never hesitated coming from second to third.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't hesitate, you're probably going to get there.
Yep. And pitch taken for a ball, 2-0, and especially with her speed,
yes.
Too.
Yeah.
And next pitch inside for a ball. And it's 3-0 now on Glazeman. In there for a strike, 3-1.
Throw another fat one.
That one get. Oh, he's saying foul ball.
Oh, it must have hit her. Huh? The dead ball, he hit her? That's the only reason.
Did he say dead ball?
He had to.
Dead ball? Okay.
Yeah.
So it did hit Glazeman. Trots on down to first. So that puts runners at the corners now for Aaron Huntsman. Huntsman's been on base both at a three-run homer first time up and then reached under fielder's choice and scored a run last time up.
Got no outs, right?
Correct.
Come on, Aaron.
And strike call throw down, and they're going to let Glazeman have the base. They were ready in case Williams tried to come home.
Come on, Aaron, base hit.
And pitches up high for a ball. 2-1 now.
Adam's struggling a little bit right now. Had to get away out on a run.
Here comes Williams. That'll make it 10-3 Burton on the wild pitch. Williams scores. Glazeman to third. And 2-1 count on Huntsman.
Let's go, girls.
And that one taken for a ball. It's 3-1.
Come on, Eric.
And that one, ball four inside. And so that'll put two runners aboard now and bring up Jennifer Lopez. Lopez with two singles and two RBIs.
Still no outs. Big inning here, what, 15 after three?
Yeah.
Getting closer.
Yep.
Come on, J-Lo.
And runner going, and they're going to cut the throw, and it'll be a stolen base for Huntsman. Well, that moves her into scoring position as well, down to second base.
Base hit, a score two.
Time call, and now the Leon infield and catcher going to go out and have a word with Adams.
Trying to give her a break. I think she looks pretty tired.
Yeah. She's had to throw a lot of pitches here in these first four innings.
If we was in Burton, I'd say he pretty much can stick a fork in her. She's done.
See, draft tonight starts at 7, right?
7.
Okay. So we still got a little bit yet before that.
Yeah, before Dallas trades up to that number one pick.
Make a pitch to you, J-Lo. Just as long as they don't select Quincy Carter number two.
That's true.
And pitch is a strike call. 1-1 on Lopez.
Come on, J-Lo. Base hit. Score two.
Oh! And inside.
That gets comes, away. Baby.
And Glazeman will score on the wild pitch. And that'll make it 11-3 now.
She's Comedy Central for the girls. She always gets hit at least one time a game and just laughs about it.
Yep. Two balls and a strike on Lopez. And still nobody out here in this inning.
Huntsman on third.
And fouls that one over into the netting, right above the photographer's bay.
Come on, J-Lo.
And a pie for a ball. 3-2.
They got a little bullpen action going down there.
And
caught it off.
Foul it over into the dugout. Three balls and two strikes now on Lopez.
Keep battling, 12. Let's go.
And another foul ball up the third base side. And that'll hold the count at 3-2. Bucks is taking ball four. And we'll put two runners aboard. That's the third walk of the inning for Adams.
Yeah.
And that'll bring up Melanie Wood now. Wood 0 for 2. Burton leading it here at the top of the fourth inning, 11 to 3. And pitch up high, throw back, and the runners are safe everywhere.
All right, there's two up, Melanie.
And pitches a strike call. 1-1.
Put it in play. Let's get this run.
And up high for a ball. It's 2-1. Swung and a miss, 2-2.
Come on, Melanie, you can do it.
And swung and a miss. And Wood down on strikes for out number one in this inning. And that's going to bring up Kelsey Holt, the right fielder.
Bunt it twice so far tonight.
And pitch up high for a ball. 1-0 count now on hold. With Abby Dowling due up next. Runners at second and third. Only one out here in the top of the fourth inning. And strike call this time to make it 1-1.
I believe now if she bunts this ball, they'll throw it to first and we can walk this run home.
And pitch up high for a ball. 2-1. And bounced it up there. Ball 3-1. Looks like she just lost complete control of that one.
Yep.
3-1 in there. Wow, that was a low strike there.
All right, got a battle. Got to put it in play here, Kelsey.
3-2. And swung out and missed. And down on strikes goes Holt for out number two. And that's going to bring up Abby Dowling.
Come on, Abby, don't let this run stay here.
And pitch is a strike call, and it's 0-1. And takes outside, 1-1. Down low, gets away, not far enough for the runners to move up.
Nice block by the catcher. She kept it in front of her.
This is game one of this best 2-3 series. Game two will be Saturday in Navasota beginning at 3 o'clock. And we'll be there to bring that one to you as well. This one's going to be popped up, and the catcher calling for it. And she'll haul it in for out number three. But in the inning, the Lady Panthers do get two runs, no hits. There were one error committed, and two left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Burton leading at 11-3. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Hi. Hi, this is John Hody with the LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and give you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers!
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington County and the surrounding area's festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call 836-0552 or stop by 2101 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or worksite. Go Panthers!
And we're back now. As Glazeman gets ready for her fourth inning of work, first pitch swung on and missed by Samantha Sanchez. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Burton leading 11-3 over the Leon Lady Cougars. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you here on this Thursday evening. Pitches inside, 1-1.
They got 6, 7, and 8 coming up this inning.
Yeah.
Need to make quick work right here and get back in there and finish this thing.
Next pitch from Glazeman. Swung out and missed, and it's 1-2.
Finish it here, Bailey. Make her chase one higher.
And next pitch taken, and it's 2-2.
That's a pretty good pitch right there.
Yeah. And got her on the high heat, and that's the second strikeout for Sanchez. And for Glazeman, I got 7 strikeouts total for her. And that'll bring up Kennedy Adams, the pitcher.
Perfect one to get number 8 on.
Yeah. And pitch is up high for a ball. And swung out and missed. 1-1. And now she's on stage. She's just going right after the hitters. And over to third base.
Atta girl.
Fires across to first. And nice play there from Pole to Wood for out number 2. And that'll bring up Sydney Bale, the right fielder.
No sissy, but it still blows my mind that those girls don't. It isn't mandatory for them to wear those face guards when you're playing the corners.
Yeah. Yeah, pitch swung on and missed 0-1.
Because you really need to be in some of these girls' shoes, and if they turn on it.
You got some teams where the entire infield will wear the face guards. And pitch is 0-2.
Put her away here, Bailey. Let's make it a fast inning. Don't play with her. Out of way, let's throw it.
And throw to first. They do complete the strikeout to retire the side. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. We head to the fifth, and the Lady Panthers lead this one 11-3 back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Let's go, Burton.
B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go, Burton.
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panther softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red!
Larry Poppy Construction is ready to help get you the beautiful home you've been dreaming of. Larry Poppy Construction specializes in residential custom homes, so you know you will get exactly what you want when you go at Larry Poppy Construction. Call for an estimate at 979-277-8806 today. That number again was 277-8806. Larry and Ann Poppy of Poppy Construction are proud to support the Burton Lady Panther softball team and will see you out at the games. Larry Poppy Construction says go Panthers all the way to state.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Here to the top of the fifth inning, and for the Burton Lady Panthers, they lead this one 11-3 over Leon, and it'll be the top of the order. Reagan Raymer, Callie Poland, and Amaya Williams to bat here against Kennedy Adams. Raymer's been on base all three times, two hits, and been hit by a pitch. She's also scored a run as well. First pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. And pitch foul away. One ball, one strike.
Get you on that base, Reagan. Let's go, babe.
Burton jumped out to the big lead back in, with 9 runs in the first 2 innings. And next pitch taken for a ball, 2-1. Lady Panthers scored 4 runs in the first and then 5 runs in the second and then added 2 more in the fourth. And next pitch inside and it's 3-1.
Come on, Reagan. Need you on, babe. Need you on. There you go.
And that one is a ball and Raymer draws the walk. And that'll bring up Callie Pohl.
See, I'd let her steal here and then move her over on the next one. What do you think?
That sounds good to me. Squares away the bunt and back to the pitcher. Throw to first. And Raymer overran the bag and then had to get back in a hurry. Yeah, luckily they dropped the ball there and didn't get the tag down.
She was looking to go first to third.
Yeah.
Come on, Amaya, drive one out of here. You're due, baby.
And Amaya Williams, the batter. She's been on base twice with a single and a walk and also scored a couple of runs and driven in a run. And pitches inside for a ball, 1-0. And on that last at bat, she was up there. They didn't give her anything to look at.
Throw this first one down in the dirt just like they did the last.
Yeah, that one down low, a little below the knees, outside, and it's 2-0. And Williams sends this one a high fly ball. Second baseman will make the grab for out number 2. And now that'll bring up Bailey Glazeman, the pitcher. And pitches outside for a ball. 1-0.
Come on, Bailey.
And inside for a ball. 2-0.
Play ahead here, Bailey. She's got to come to you.
Yeah, this one's going to be popped up. And Adams will put the squeeze on it for out number three. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. And we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Burton still leading this one 11-3. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Warm up with preseason savings on New Holland compact tractors at WC Tractor in Brenham. Get 0% financing for 60 months or a free loader on Workmaster and Boomer compact tractors and the Workmaster 25S subcompact tractor. Whatever model you choose, you'll get efficient power and an easy-to-operate package that handles a wide range of chores. Buy now and you'll take home loads of savings, too. See WC Tractor in Brenham now for details. Offer ends March 31st. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approved. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Lady Panthers softball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476. 5476.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they just too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to turn your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lots. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
To the bottom half of the fifth inning, and it's going to be Zarski, Sadler, and Salazar to bat here against Bailey Glazeman. Burton leading this one 11-3 in this game one of this best 2-out-of-3 series. And Glazeman, they're ready with the pitch.
Yes, she did.
And no call from the ump.
I would have checked that one.
1-0. That was awfully close. And that one foul over in the direction of the third base dugout. 1-1.
That's all she did this last at bat. She just kind of stuck her bat out there, tried to push it to third. I believe she can run pretty fast, so Paul's going to have to be quick. Nice job.
Yeah, one caught the outside part of the plate, and it's 1-2.
Now you bust her inside and put her away.
And next pitch outside, and it's 2-2. Yeah, that one foul away. Yeah, that one foul.
Nice stop by the coach with her foot. Don't lose her, Bailey. Top of the order coming up next.
Back to the pitching circle. Glazeman up with it. Throws to first. Yeah, that's one away. And so now that'll bring up Abby Sadler, the left fielder. Sadler, 1-for-2, was hit by a pitcher first time up and scored, and then struck out her second time around against Glazeman. And that one is going to be smacked into right center. And a base hit. Williams over to get it back in.
Haley left that one up in a lot of the plate there. Pretty fat.
Just the second hit off of Glazeman in the ball game. And that's going to bring up Valerie Salazar. Now let's see if we get a double play ball.
Got an out here.
And low and away a ball. It's 1-0.
Get an out, girls.
And that one outside for a ball. And that's going to make it 2-0.
All right, Bailey, find it here now. Find it.
And bumps that one back to Glazeman. Going to go to second, get one. Oh, and
good scoop, Aaron.
Yeah, Huntsman had a little trouble holding on to it. And now coach, I think, is going to challenge that one.
Did she drop it? I couldn't see it.
She did, but I thought she recovered it in time to get the runner. Yeah, she picked
it up. She's picking up.
And now they're going to appeal. And check. First base umpire, he's going to the home plate up there. First base umpire said, rang her up. And yeah, she's out. So it'll be a fielder's choice that allows Salazar to reach. And Sadler will be out 1-6. So that's two down now in the inning, and that'll bring up Brianna Watson. Watson 0-for-1, was hit by a pitcher last time up. And that one gets away from Raymer, and Salazar will take off for second base.
Atta girl.
Yeah, that one fouled away.
You got two outs here, girls.
And this one's going to be sent
come on, Mott,
into
here. Atta girl.
Just past the second base area, and Huntsman will haul it in for out number three. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We move along to the sixth inning. Burton leads this one 11-3. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Spring is in the air, and that means I'm here to help you spring into a good night's sleep with Mattress Guys. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own Mattress Guy. Are your mattress springs giving you a hard time? Stop by my store and check out some of our reliable brands like Sealy and Tempur-Pedic. We have everything from cooling technology to just good old-fashioned comfort. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 836-1010 today.
Remember, you have the right to choose where you receive care when you are prescribed physical therapy. Don't wait 2 to 6 weeks to get seen. At Tradewinds Physical Therapy, you can be seen quickly and be taken care of by the best staff in the area. Try Tradewinds complimentary consultation in 48 hours or less. Don't wait. Schedule your physical therapy today and receive the care you deserve. Tradewinds Physical Therapy at 2505 Stone Hollow Drive, Suite 200 in Brenham, or call 421-8500 for more info. Cash discounts and most major insurance accepted.
accepted.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers!
And back we go as we head to the top of the sixth inning. And it is going to be Aaron Huntsman, Jennifer Lopez, and Melanie Wood to bat here against Kennedy Adams. And that one's going to be sent out.
Run.
And that's going to be up against the fence. And Huntsman is going to be in the second base with a stand-up double.
There you go. That pig Paling is doing it for us.
And now it's going to be Jennifer Lopez. Lopez has been on base all three times, two hits, a walk, two RBIs as well. Pitch is outside.
Come on, J-Lo.
And next pitch inside for a ball. And it's quickly here, 2-0. Is a strike, 2-1.
Go get you 1-12.
Swung on a miss, 2-2. And that one, ground ball to short.
Got thrown away.
Jeremy able to throw to first, and she's safe. And so Lopez on for the fourth time tonight. And runners at the corners. That'll bring up Melanie Wood now. Wood looking for her first hit of the game. She's 0 for 3.
I'd see her put this ball down.
Nobody out here. We're in the sixth. Burton with an 11-3 lead. And that one gets away. And on the wild pitch, Lopez will move to second. Huntsman had to hold down there at third. Time is called. Looks like we have an equipment malfunction.
Catcher's helmet, the strap might have broke.
It looks like the Bears insisted on dragging it out. Still haven't made their pick yet.
When they're getting close, it's 8 minutes on the clock. They get 10.
Mm-hmm.
They must be waiting for somebody in Dallas to come up there and give them Dak. Tell them, give me my number. I'll get them to call and take him.
Oh, no, don't you know he's a cowboy for life?
Yeah. We also all. That a girl!
Down the line, fair ball. That's going to score Huntsman. And Lopez on her way home, and that's going to score two.
Ooh.
And an out.
Coach, you got to go out there because she got her in the face big time.
It's a two-run single for Wood, and then on the she tried to go to second base, got tagged hard there.
Oh,
Yeah, she's going to get a nice hand from the fans here. As it's now 13-3, so that means, well, the bottom of this inning, the run rule will be into effect. And Kelsey Holt, the batter now. So base is empty, one out. And in there for a strike, it's 0-1. Tried to hold up. And third base umpire, yes, she went around. And it's 0-2 now on hold.
You can do it, Kelsey. You just need one here.
Next pitch outside for a ball. It's 1-2. And strike three called. Holt down on strikes. And that's two away now.
Let's go, Abby. Give Reagan one more shot.
That's six strikeouts now for Burton. It brings up Abby Dowling. Dowling 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. And next pitch outside for a ball. 1-0. And next pitch outside for a ball. 2-0. And that one in the hole. Shortstop fires to first.
Gotta
and she saved, beats it out. Infield hit for Dowling. And that'll get another bat up here for Reagan Raymer. And Reagan's been on base all four times as well. Two hits, hit by a pitch, and drawn a walk.
Oh, Reagan, hit one hard. Two outs?
Yes. And a pie for a ball. Oh. Runner going, and she's safe.
Slid around the tag.
Stolen base for Dowling.
All right, Reagan, there she is.
1-0 count. And that one sent a high fly ball out to right. And right fielder Mazarski making the catch to retire the side. In the inning, though, Burton does come up with two runs, three hits. There was one error and one left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Burton leading at 13-3. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Go fight win, Burton Panthers! The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther softball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs. And congratulations to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all their hard work. Stay current on events by liking the Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
This year marks a milestone for Memorial Oaks Chapel, your trusted funeral home in the heart of your community. For 50 years, they've been honored to stand by your side and serve your families, providing comfort, compassion, and care during life's most challenging moments. It's been an incredible journey, and they couldn't have done it without your support. To all their neighbors, friends, families, and cherished community who've entrusted them with your loved ones, they extend their heartfelt, deepest gratitude. Memorial Oaks Chapel, proudly serving families for 50 years and counting.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
And back we go as we head to the bottom half of the sixth inning. A chance here now for the Burton Lady Panthers to put the finishing touches on this one. If they can get three more outs, they lead it 13-3. The run rule is into effect. And Sammy Free, the batter. Last time up, Free had a solo homer to right center. And first pitch to her is a ball from Bailey Glazeman.
Meter there, order 4-5-6.
And that one on a high fly ball. Lopez back. And that's going to drop in. And that'll be a stand up double for Free.
Not the way we wanted to start this off here,
no.
Buddy, to keep that 10 run.
Yeah. And Paige down the line. That's going to drop fair ball. And they're going to wave her home. Throw to the plate. Oh. It's high, and she's in there. So that means we will have to play a seventh inning. And that's going to end up all the way. Paige will go all the way to third. Going to be an RBI double to make it 13-4. And now Samantha Sanchez, the batter.
Not get lazy here, girls.
And next pitch, knocked down on the first.
Back.
Step on the back, runner coming home, throw to the plate, and she's safe. And that's two runs in.
All right, got an out.
And so that's now 13-5. And that'll bring up Kennedy Adams. And swung on and missed. 0-1 count. Foul tip. No balls and two
no,
strikes.
No, just fall up. Then go up here. That up, baby.
And so I got a miss, and that's out number two.
It's a way to listen, Reagan.
And that'll bring up Sidney Boyle now.
Two gone.
Boyle struck out both times.
It's going to get the hat trick on her.
And they finally make the pick, and the Chicago Bears have selected Caleb Williams, quarterback out of USC, with the first overall pick in the draft.
Dang it. No trade.
And pitch up high for a ball. 1-1. So now the Washington Commanders under new coach Dan Quinn on the clock. And this one's going to be popped foul back behind us. And 2-1.
Somebody must have about got hit because a lot of mouths were opening up back there. Come on, Bailey, finish it here strong.
2-1 pitch. And a pie for a ball. Yeah, 2-2 now.
Atta, baby.
Swung and a miss. And down on strikes goes Boyle. That'll retire the side. So in the inning, two runs come across. Three hits. There were no errors. And nobody left on. We go to the seventh inning. And the Lady Panthers lead this one 13-5. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Kenduratile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenduratile has been owned and operated by the Kendura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenduratile congratulate the Lady Panthers softball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenduratile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball teams. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton. Sharing God's love one person at a time.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, "Go Lady Panthers."
All right, and back we go here as we head to the top of the seventh inning. McCallie Pola, Maya Williams, and Bailey Glazeman to bat. Well, the Burton Lady Panthers, they lead this 13-5. And the first pitch is a strike called, 0-1.
Let's answer back, girls.
Pole is 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. She's also laid down two sack bunts and fouls that one away. Yeah, that one down low for a ball. 1-2. And next pitch inside, and it's 2-2.
Ballot, Cali.
Yeah, that one fouled away. And that one down low a ball. And it's 3-2.
Tried to spin a change up there.
And ball four. Hole draws the walk. And that'll send her down to first. And that'll bring up Amaya Williams.
Amaya's due for one.
Yeah.
I've been preaching all night. Come on, my girl.
And down low ball gets away, and the runner moves up. Oh, And pitches inside for a ball, 2-0. And next pitch, taken inside for a ball. And 3-0 count for Amaya Williams. And ball four, back-to-back walks, and Burton has a couple of runners aboard. And that's going to bring up Bailey Glazeman.
There they are, Bailey.
And time is called, and the coach is going to head her way out, and looks like we're going to have our first pitching change of the game.
Number nine,
that is Jamie Gann coming in. So with the pitching change, we're going to send you back to the studios, and let's this time hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie and Trent, are excited to see the Panther softball team make the playoffs and would like to thank all the players, administration, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton softball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state. Want your yard to impress but don't know where to start? Salazar Landscapes is here to help. From maintenance and irrigation to full-service landscaping, Salazar Landscapes has the knowledge and drive to make your dreams a reality. Salazar Landscapes is your home, garden, and irrigation experts, a trusted company with over 30 years of experience serving Brenham and the surrounding communities. Check out their work on Facebook or Instagram for inspiration and give them a call at 979-451-3490. Salazar Landscapes in Brenham, Aggie-owned and operated. Salazar Landscapes is a proud sponsor of the Burton Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs.
And back we go here as the new pitcher, Jamie Gann, warming up. And latest update on the NFL draft, the Washington Commanders with the second pick take LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels. And now the New England Patriots are on the clock. As Bailey Glazeman bats here. Burton with a 13-5 lead, looking to add on to it here in the seventh. Got two runners on, nobody out.
I believe Bailey's fixing to hit one hard here.
And Gann's first pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1.
Swinging out of my shoes on that one, Doug.
And foul away. No balls, two strikes.
Stay back, girls. Throwing slow. Stay back.
And foul away again. And count remains 0-2.
No outs, two on.
And that one, base hit, gets through.
That's coming through.
That's
come
going,
on. Come on,
over
Miles.
The fifth.
Miles, score easy.
And that's going to score two. It's going to be a two-run double for Bailey Glazeman. That'll make it 15-5, Burton now. And bring up Aaron Huntsman.
Courtesy runner for the pitcher.
Yeah, it looks like there's going to be... That'll be, I think, Carol Landry Alt. Yes, Carol Landry Alt coming in to run. For Glazeman down at second.
All right, Aaron.
Huntsman,
but she homered and doubled.
Yep, and also walked and reached in the fielder's choice. She's been on base all four times tonight. What'd he say?
No pitch. I didn't call.
Or he wasn't ready yet, I guess.
Got a little mad there, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ought to want to get the game on over with. Because the other team's here. What did you tell me? That second game was supposed to start at 7:30?
Yeah. And, yeah, we're past that point.
That's in there. That's in there. Go.
Drop in. And Landry all ahead to third. She's coming home.
That girl can run.
Yeah.
Huh?
She certainly can. An RBI single for Huntsman. And that makes it now 16-5 Burton. And brings up Jennifer Lopez. Lopez has been on base every time up. Got two singles, a walk, and reached in there.
That's in there. Go, Aaron. Go!
Right, and that's going to drop in for a hit. Throw to second, and they're going to get her. She tried to hold, I guess, not knowing if it was going to drop or not, and ends up a single for Lopez, but then Huntsman is out from 9-6, I believe, on the put out for out number one, and that'll bring up Melanie Wood.
I wouldn't know her mom and them that well. I'd say the blonde came out in that one.
And that one in the dirt, and that'll allow Lopez to move up. And a pie for a ball. 2-0 count. And next pitch, a ball. 3-0 now. And that one's going to be sent out to left field. Sadler back, and she'll haul it in for out number two. And Kelsey Holt now, it'll be up to her to keep the inning going. Holt, though, for four, still looking to get in on the hitting attack tonight.
Be aggressive at this plate. You can do it, Kelsey.
Matter of fact, she's the only Burton player that hasn't gotten on base yet tonight. So she's overdue. And pitch is a strike call, 0-1. Burton with a 16-5 lead here in the top of the seventh. And strike call, 0-2 now.
Into it, Kelsey. Come on now.
And that one.
There you go.
Base hit. There she goes. And Lopez coming home throws offline. And it's going to be an RBI
single.
Good
job.
Make it 17-5. And Abby Dowling will bat now. She's the eighth hitter of the inning for the Lady Panthers. And so now all nine players in the Burton lineup have at least one hit in the game.
That's a good thing for Kelsey. Confidence, too, on her last at-bat today. That was big.
And that one down low for a ball. Dowling 2 for 4 with a pair of singles. And she's also scored a run. And that one up and in to get out of the way, and it's 2-0.
Let's go one.
And outside for a ball, and it's 3-0. And that one foul back into the top of the screen. And it's 3-1.
That left fielder, see how close she's playing? She's seeing her trying to just slap it.
Yeah.
She gets just a little bit of pop. She's going to be some burn out there.
3-1 pitch. Strike 2. And down low, ball 4. And Dowling draws a walk, and that'll bring Raymer up to the plate.
Let's go, Reagan.
And a pie for a ball, 1-0. Raymer has been on base 4 times. 2 singles, got hit by a pitch, drew a walk. And that one is a little flare out to second, and it's going to be safe everywhere. And base is going to be loaded now for Callie Pohl. Pohl is single and walked and laid down 2 sack bunts.
A courtesy run for Raymer.
Yeah, let's see who's going to come out of the dugout and run. That'd be Kiana Ray. So Ray running for Raymer.
Let's go, Callie.
That one foul away. Next pitch up high for a ball.
Base hit could really, really bust this open.
Yeah.
You know?
No,
wouldn't hurt to get to 20.
And pitch is popped up. Catcher going back, and it's fouled away. 1-2.
Come on, Callie. Battle here. Give Maya another shot.
And strike 3 called. And that was probably a mercy call.
Yeah, a little bit outside, but I'll take that.
And we go to the bottom of the seventh, and Lady Panthers lead this one 17-5, three outs away from drawing first blood in this series. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Keke Egg Farm proudly supports the Lady Panthers softball team and are pleased to help bring you the broadcast of this playoff game. Look for Keke Eggs in your favorite grocer's dairy cates for something filling but not heavy. Try Keke Eggs, scrambled, fried, boiled, deviled, poached, or in your favorite recipe. They're extremely good for you and are the freshest eggs in town. Keke Farm Fresh Eggs in finer stores and supermarkets. Good luck to the Lady Panthers this playoff season.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton Lady Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School softball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors. Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
And back we go here. The first pitch is a strike called. And next pitch, Glazeman sends it up high for a ball. Zarski, the batter. She is 0 for 2. Mizarski, and then back to the top of the Leon batting order with Sadler and Salazar. And Zarski slaps this one foul down the left field line. One ball and two strikes. Lady Panthers leading this one 17-5.
Just need to get us three quick outs here.
Yeah, that one, a chopper to first, and that's foul ball. And that one foul away as well.
Shot it out in the dugout. Mr. Snow almost got one in the eye. Oh.
And strike three called.
Blue ready to go.
That's one down. And looks like with the third pick of the draft, the New England Patriots take Drake May, the quarterback from North Carolina. And the Arizona Cardinals have taken Marvin Harrison Jr. from Ohio, the wide receiver from Ohio State. Ground ball to short.
Nice job, man.
And that's two away now. And that'll be up to Salazar.
So far, the draft, all them analysts have picked it. It's all falling right there.
Yep.
All right, girls, one more out here. Let's go.
And that one is outside for a ball from Glazeman. And a pie for a ball.
Let's go, Bailey.
And that one fouled over into the Burton dugout. And it's 2-1.
Snow should have had his camera up. He could have took a picture of ball coming at his eye.
Outside, 3-1.
Come on, Bailey. No, Walker.
Yeah, that one foul back, 3-2, and so now Leon down to their final strike.
Let's finish on a strikeout here, 6.
And that one foul away, and it remains 3-2.
Come on, Bailey, make one jump right here. Strike her out.
And down low, ball 4. And so Salazar will draw a walk. She's the only one in their lineup that's consistently reached base. She's been on base all 4 times, but now it'll be Brianna Watson batting. Watson 0-2, was hit by a pitch.
All right, Red, we just need one out. Let's go.
That swung on a miss, 0-1. Throw back to first. And runner in there safely.
Don't worry about her, Reagan. Go on and finish this batter here.
Foul back into the screen.
Getting bad. I'm jerking my head out of here.
Yeah. 0-2.
One more pitch, Bailey. One more.
Look, that actually did get our mic on the end of the desk there.
Sure did.
And foul away. Count remains 0-2.
Make her chase one high. Jump this ball up. She'll chase it. Make it rise, Bailey.
And this one a little flare. Cut by Glenn. That's it.
Ball game.
That is your ball game. Your final score. The Burton Lady Panthers win this one 17-5.
And that's the ball game.
And that will send us to our post game show. And we'll be back. And we'll be back with the post game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4:30 and Saturday from 8 till noon.
KWHI invites you to tune in this Sunday to hear the Search the Scriptures with Pastor Larry Attiker from the First Baptist Church in Burton. It airs every Sunday morning at 10:30 on KWHI 1280. You'll enjoy music and a verse-by-verse study through the entire books of the Bible. We look forward to you joining us this Sunday at 10:30 on Friendly Country KWHI. First Baptist Church in Burton would like to give a huge congratulations to the Burton Panthers on their winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
Let's go Burton!
B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go Burton. B-U-R-T-O-N.
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panther softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
And back we go here, and we continue in the post game. Daryl went to see if we could go grab Coach Zorn to join us here and get some comments. But what a night for the Burton Lady Panthers as they draw first blood in this best 2 out of 3 series. 17-5 the final score here over the Leon Lady Cougars. And It took a little bit longer. You got to give a little credit to Leon. They were a lot peskier than team than we thought. And just as soon as we were getting close, it would like they would do just enough to stay in the game. And yep, let's see Coach coming this way. All right, we got Coach Zach Zord joining us here on the post game. And Coach, congratulations on the win here tonight.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, it was a good way to get this one started. Go out and get a victory where your girls pretty much dominated the bulk of the ball game.
Yes, sir. Yeah, the first game's huge. Get that win in the series and get the win the way we did. Proud of the way we swung the bat, and I thought we did a great job, especially being visitors, getting a hit first and jumping on them early.
And it was a total team effort because you had everybody in the lineup contributed here tonight.
Yes, sir, and that's always a good thing to see when you're getting production 1 through 9. We do that. Not many teams, I feel like, that can beat us.
Yeah, and then and to their credit, they were a pesky team because it seemed like y'all would get a lead, and then they did just enough to stay in and drag it on.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Leon's a great team. You know, even though we put up a 4 spot in that first inning, you know, we knew we had a battle on our hands. And we still do. Job's not finished. I know they're going to come back out Saturday, and they're going to give us their best shot. So, yeah, no, they're a tough team, but I thought we handled that well. You know, we had a little adversity ourselves and come back and was able to put some more runs up. So,
all right, Coach. Responded. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you Saturday.
Yes, sir. Thank you all.
All right, Coach Zach Zordon joining us here on the post game, and we'll be back with more of the post game show after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Tegeler Toyota in Burnham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great softball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Lady Panthers in their quest for state.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers!
All right, as we come back here one final time to Caldwell, and Burton Lady Panthers win this one 17-5, and they strike first in the series, Darryl, and now that gives them a good advantage going into Saturday.
This was huge. You always want to win that first game. Plus, with the weather coming up and everything with a possibility of rain, you want it to be in your favor if they have to make a decision of, hey, we can't get the game in. You go by who won the first game. We took care of business tonight. I think the girls played really well. They put the ball in play. At times they hit the ball really hard. Bailey did a decent job on the hill. I'm sure, knowing her, she wished she had a few pitches back. She left them up a little bit, and they hit her hard there. But overall, I think the girls played a great game. Aaron won triple away from the cycle. The girls hit the ball hard. They bunted it when Coach gave him the signal. I know before the game when I talked to him, he felt like we could bunt against him. They did put the ball down when he gave it to him. Like you said, everybody in the lineup got a hit. Just was a total positive tonight, and so proud of him. And hopefully we can go Saturday, take care of business at that first game. Come on home.
Absolutely, and you can hear that game Saturday. 3 o'clock first pitch and 2:35 pregame here on KWHI. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us here. I want to thank Austin back in the studio for his work on the boards. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, we thank our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.